As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Diving through it on a Monday. It is 9 o'clock. We're done talking gas and all that sort of stuff, I promise. But don't forget, the fan draft party is Thursday, April 24th. That is this Thursday. We are already there. The draft is 3 days away from today. April 24th, the Landing in Liberty, starting at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero will be broadcasting live the first round. Draft contest is back. $965 cash prize, plus an autographed Juan Taylor helmet as a prize as well. 1 point for player drafted in the first round. 3 points if you get right player on the right team. Your sheet must be turned in prior to the first pick on the clock, and the fan staff will be in attendance, and I believe maybe somebody else will be in attendance who is with us in attendance today, Mr. Jerry.
Yeah.
Bob, you go ahead and take it away.
Well, Jerry Anselmo, the BMA Foundation in studio. We've got our fundraiser, Dancing with the Stars, coming up on June 14th. My wife is a lovely dancer on the 10-year anniversary of mine, which also makes the 10-year anniversary of our relationship, and it's been the worst 10 years of my life. I'll just be honest with you, Jerry. I know you feel the same, right?
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
It's always a pleasure.
Yep.
Is it?
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there, in the great state of Kansas, child labor laws?
Yes.
How old is Mac? Is he 10?
He only works 4 hours a day.
He looks younger than Doogie Howser.
He doesn't even know who Doogie Howser is.
That's how bad it is, Bob.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Love the last segment. Really made me feel comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yes, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure being with you guys. And, of course, I'm so fortunate I get to see you guys periodically at our favorite watering hole. And I don't know if he's listening. Do you think Jasper's listening, or is he still asleep?
He's probably still sleeping.
Yeah. So, but anyway, thanks for having me on. I mean, yes, 10 years. I can't believe it's been that long. But I remember you reminded me of when we first met. What was the name of that?
Gordon Biersch.
Gordon Biersch.
Yep.
When we interviewed you to dance, and you did a great job. And then Jen comes along and says, it's been 10 years. I want to do this. And so this has been a family affair for the last 10 years. And of course, after you danced, then you joined our board. And every year you've been one of the MCs at the event. So I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, I'm thankful for you as well. Mm-hmm. And I think Kansas City should be thankful for you. Just kind of tell the story of Brian and how we got to where we are and everything that the BMA Foundation has done. Because I know there are a lot of people out there who probably aren't familiar with the work that you've been doing for the last 12, 14 years.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's getting better that people are recognizing us, and the work that we're doing. But oftentimes when I go to fundraisers before our event, I have to explain, who we are, who Brian was. They don't get the BMA as being his initials, so Well, you know, 2008, September 2nd, Mary Ellen's birthday, you know, the name of the book that I've written called When the Doorbell Rang. The doorbell rang, and a policewoman was at the door and told Mary Ellen and me that her son had died. And so that shock, as you can imagine, was something that we still have to deal with. Easter is a little tough for us in a way, in that Easter was a great time for Brian, and we used to travel back to the great city of St. Louis every Easter for soccer tournaments when
Sorry
he was in
that.
Grade school. Yeah, and we had great times there playing the great teams that were, you know, in St. Louis. So, and then the Easter egg hunts around the house, and we told stories about it yesterday, and you know. You look at the table and the family's there and there's an empty chair, you know. You just miss them. And it's been 16 years. So, but he was a great young man. He never was a problem growing up. He had fun. He was smart. He went to Rockhurst, and he loved Rockhurst, and he wound up playing four sports there. He carried a 3.8 average, and then went on to the University of Missouri. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
To play football,
as well.
And after that, strangely, he wanted to work with this man on the farm in a little town called Lindsborg, Kansas, and. So he went there, and I think he was there 3 years, and they have these heritage turkeys. He didn't know it was the number one heritage turkey farm in the country, but the man wanted him to market the birds because he had a degree in finance and marketing, and so he did. And they had 3,000 birds when Brian got there, and then it grew to like 20,000 right before he died, and he went to bed one night after coming home from a trip to San Francisco where he gave a speech, called his sister, called his best friend, Sean Doyle, went to sleep, and never woke up. And that was his mother's birthday. So that's when it started. And then shortly after that, Jasper, who we mentioned, took me aside and said, we got to do something to keep Brian's name alive. And that's when it all started. And Jasper and another friend of mine, Gary Hentz, we got together and started figuring this out and started with a regular dinner auction and a golf tournament. And it's grown to where now we have a Dine and Dance with the Stars, and we are able to bring in the stars from the TV show. So it's grown from 400 the first year to, we've had as many as, you know, 900 or more.
When you see, when you, sorry to cut you off, Jerry, I apologize. When you see this event happen and you see it growing, obviously you'll never be able to replace your son, but when you see this because of what happened, like, what does that do for you? Like, the sense of joy, the sense of, like, knowing you're doing the right thing by seeing people that you've never met before, nor would you have ever met before if this situation doesn't happen, and it come to life in an event like this. Yeah. That is, I'm excited to see this for the first time this year and be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah, I would have never met you, Dusty, yeah. Or, you know, Bob. And I really believe that this decision that I made back then saved me. It got me to the point where I got back into the flow of things, started working again and trying to create something that would make him proud and to do things, for other people. Men for Others is a Jesuit motto that I adhere to. I think it's important that we do that. We just lost our Pope this morning, and he was definitely a man for others. So I think it's helped me to handle his loss. And also I see the results of our work. When I see the smile on those kids' faces, or I see the tears of somebody we've been able to help, you know, who normally wouldn't get help, yeah, that's special, man. I'm going to turn 80 this year, and I'm not done. I want to continue to build this to the point where I can then say, okay, we're here. That's what I want to do.
So tell everybody what the BMA Foundation has accomplished in these 16 years, because you're kind of an understated guy, and I don't mean that jokingly. Like, what you've been able to do in Kansas City and the millions you've raised for so many different foundations, I mean, just think about the difference that you've been able to make in this town.
Well, I think I told you that when I first started this, everybody told me not to do it.
Right.
That was the first mistake they made. So I just said, you know, I'm not going to lose. This is going to be something special. So initially we started with a scholarship at Rockhurst High School. We wanted to fully fund a scholarship. We wanted somebody to have the same advantage that Brian had, that I luckily had, thanks to an eighth grade nun, to get a great education and to change lives. So it started that way. But then as we grew, you know, Mary Ellen and I, we talked and we said, there are other charities here in town that we love. Why don't we try and give some money to them too? Mm-hmm. And that's why how it started. And so we have 10 now and one animal, 10 children's, I think, if I'm right, and one animal welfare. And so along the way, we met other charities and, you know, fell in love with them. And so we wanted to help. And the way our foundation works is we're like a funnel. We raise money and then we funnel money into the charities. The main charities that we have, and then if we have anything left over during the year, we'll pay off some grants to, you know, other places. So I think I'm right that we're at or will be over donating over $4 million in that time, which is amazing when mm-hmm. I look at it.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. It is amazing. All right, so we can get people to donate bmafoundation.org, right?
Yes, if they want to vote for Jen Fesko, mm-hmm. they go to dance.bmafoundation.org, and you'll see her picture, and you just click on it, and then you can vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know somebody else in there, you can vote for everybody if you want to, but Jen's out there hustling and wants to win this thing. And yeah, the person that wins the thing is the one that raises the most money.
Right.
And we also give an award for the best performance, and that's voted on by the Dancing with the Stars people. We have 6 of them coming in this year, which is fun because they just add to the whole event, I think,
mm-hmm.
Make it special. And it's a great event. It's at the Sheraton Crown Center, and it's a sit-down dinner, open bar. You have, 2 hours of open bar this year. And then you have, and the meal is great because usually we have some type of steak or pork rib, is it?
I don't know. You never get me a meal. I've never eaten at this thing. You're emceeing. You send me in the back, and I don't eat.
Listen, after all those farting things that you talked about, yeah. There's a reason for that.
Farting? Where are you from?
I am from St. Louis. Yeah, yeah. It's Forest Park, and I eat with a fark. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you get to see Jen dance and the other dancers. Nice. There's 8 more. And we have live auction, silent auction. And then the Dancing with the Stars people come out, they dance, they'll auction off dances, which is a fun part of the evening with mm-hmm. themselves. And then once it's over and we crown a champion, the DJ starts, we hit the dance floor, and we're dancing till midnight, man. It's a party from 5 to midnight. You can't beat this.
And you're sure I'm allowed?
You're allowed.
Open bar steak and dance party at 5 to midnight, man. You thought party was bad. You're going to dust an open bar and a steak, man.
You can't beat that.
No sloppy steaks.
Yeah. So it's, you know, a table's $2,000, which is very reasonable compared to many of the other events in town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many of them don't have what we have.
Right.
You know, so we try to keep the cost down. And, yeah, we love to see new people there. And if they are wanting to buy a table, they need to get it quick because we'll sell out soon.
Yep. One more time before we go to break. What is the website again?
BMAfoundation.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for Jen, dance.bmafoundation.org. And can I talk about something else I've got, which I would love to tell? Julie thought this up. She thought it'd be great if we did something for my 80th birthday. And so we're doing an 80 for 80. It's $80 for my 80th birthday that you donate, and your name gets put in a hat. And we have a Final Four autographed Caitlin Clark jersey professionally framed for the winner that night that we're going to choose that night. So you can get that on the website too, and we really love to see people help us out that way. 80 for 80 on the website. And Caitlin, and that thing alone, I looked it up with it framed like that, it's worth about $3,000.
I'm going to say you'll easily have $120 in this room.
Yeah.
Maybe more with Mac and Bob and I.
So anyway, what else we got?
I don't know. We got to get to a break. You need to hang around?
I'm hanging.
He's 80 years old.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
79. Dinner time right about now for him.
I'm 79.
Now we'll bring Jerry back. We'll get his insight on the draft and who the Chiefs are going to take. Here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.